Chapter 4, Tantric Dream. We should review our pad or notebook every month in order to verify the gradual progression of our dream memory. Any possibility of forgetting a dream must be eliminated. We cannot continue further with practices unless we have achieved perfect memory. Of particular interest are those dreams which seem to come from past centuries, or that unfold in environments totally unrelated to the vigil existence of the dreamer. One must be in a watchful, perceptive, or alert, anew state, and pay attention to the study of details, which includes specific matters, conversations, meetings, temples, or unusual activities which relate to other people. Once the total development of the dream memory is achieved, and any possibility of lack of memory is eliminated, the symbolism process will open the way to revelation. We must seek the basic science of interpretation of dreams in the law of philosophical analogies, the law of the opposite analogies, and the law of correspondences and numerology. The astral images, reflected in the magical mirror of imagination, can never be translated literally, for these are only the symbolic representation of archetypal ideas. They must be utilized in the same way as a mathematician uses algebraic symbols. Furthermore, we can say that such ideas come down from the pure world of the spirit. The archetypal ideas descending from the being are marvelous, for they inform us about the psychological status of any center of the human machine, about esoteric or intimate matters, or about possible successes or dangers, etc. These are always wrapped in the marvelous cover of symbolism. It is possible to unveil any of the astral symbols, scenes, or figures with the goal of taking out their essential ideas, only by means of the correlative and logical meditation of the being. On reaching this stage of dream yoga discipline, it is indispensable to approach the tantric aspect of the matter. Ancient wisdom teaches that Tonant Zin, Devi Kundalini, our divine, cosmic, individual mother, each of us has our own, can take any form, for she is the origin of all forms. Therefore, the Gnostic should meditate upon her before falling asleep. The candidate will start his dreaming process by repeating daily with great faith the following prayer: Tonant Zin, Te Teoinan, my mother, come to me, come to me. According to tantric science, if the Gnostic persists with this practice, sooner or later, an initiator element will come forth from the changing and formless expressions of his dreams. As long as this initiator has not been totally identified, it is indispensable to continue recording dreams on the pad or notebook. The study and profound analysis of every recorded dream becomes indispensable in tantric dream esoteric discipline. This didactic progression will lead us to the discovery of the initiator or unifier element of dreams. The sincere Gnostic who reaches this stage of tantric discipline is, for this reason, ready for the next step, which will be the topic of our next chapter.